Good afternoon, Mr. Krishbam. Would like to test your connection. Would you please press on the speak button at the bottom of your page?
I'm doing it, yes, and perfect. Hopefully it works now.
Yes, it does, sir. I do hear a little bit of an echo.
What do you hear?
An echo.
An echo?
Yes.
This might be complicated because I don't have an Apple iPad now in use. Otherwise, I would have some headsets, but not for this. Not for this device. So unfortunately, I don't know how we can repair it. But normally it works because it's not the very first time that I'm using this system.
Okay, it sounds a bit better now. Just to double check with you, you see that today you have a microphone and a camera button on the lower side, not just the speak button that you had previously. So you can, if you wish, be visible throughout the meeting. If you want that, then on our side we can mute and unmute for you. So that whenever the chair gives you the floor, we're going to unmute, and then when you finish your speech, we're going to mute so that you can hear interpretation of the other participants.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Yeah.
And your image is now on the screen. If you wish to cut your image, you have to.
Sorry about it. No, I have to switch out my mobile, but I did it now. Once again, I can go a little bit closer here to my laptop. Is it better now concerning the acoustic?
Yes.
The sound. It became better. The sound is better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so you can mute and unmute me so I don't have to take care on it. I fully agree
exactly.
with it.
But just to know, your image will be up throughout the meeting, so you will be visible to everyone throughout the meeting if you do not wish.
No, I want to be visible.
Okay, perfect.
I want to be visible meanwhile the meeting. Okay. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Face to face.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nina, do you have an echo from me? Can you please check your mic?
Excuse me?
Do you have an echo from me?
No.
Okay, so it could be that Mr. Krichbaum is connected twice, or maybe he should try to lower the volume if possible. The echo was really bad.
On the second attempt as well?
Yes.
So we didn't hear it here in the room.
Okay, I could hear it. It was like I could hear you twice.
Okay, we're going to call him. Thank you.
If not, you have to try to make sure that there are not two microphones open in the room and the Krichbaum, okay? Because I don't have an echo now.
Then it was on my side.
Yeah, thank you.
Was on mine because my microphone was on.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Kirschbaum? I think Mr. Wolf is there. Hello, how are you? Mr. Wolf is there, and I think also Mr. Capullo Santos is there. I think so? Yeah, I see. Yeah. That. Hello. So I think that we are all there, because our Slovenian colleagues are not attending this meeting, I have been informed. And I thought that it was a good moment to have again an informal chat between us to prepare the next executive board meeting. Normally, it will happen next week. We have not a date for the moment. That could be Monday, that can be Tuesday. So that's not fixed for next week, but it will be next week, beginning of next week. And we have still to solve the outstanding problems that you know. And I have also, in very much in detail, looked to the amendments that you together have send it to us, the amendments on the rules of procedure. So my take is that on the figure, on the number, that we could have an agreement on the 108. That's my reading of what happened in the last meeting. And I also agree with... I think we need to do everything what is possible in the rules, maybe in a footnote, I don't know, to foresee that possibility that if there is a change in the parliament, in a national parliament, because of an election, there can be a change in the delegation. That's normal. That's so we need, I think, at least to foresee that possibility so that... that we don't continue with somebody in a national delegation who is not longer elected, even maybe in his own country. So I don't think that that will be difficult to obtain that and to put that maybe in an article or in a footnote. This, and I think that the 108, more or less, also with the help of a few members of the council, can be achieved. The second point, if I may, I do an overview on your amendments and on where we are. We absolutely want an agreement also with your help about the working groups. There need to be working groups in this plenary. That is impossible. And the idea that I personally have is, okay, we have now this platform, we have 10 boxes, why not creating 10 working groups based on the 10 boxes of the platform? So that if proposals have to be discussed more in detail, we can do that in a working group under the chairmanship of somebody of the executive board. And that could also be a Cossack member who chairing such a working group. So we could divide these chairmanships of these 10 working groups that we create under the four components of the executive board: commission, parliament, national parliament, council. And then the third point, I think the most difficult one, is that their reluctance by the other institutions to give this decision power to the plenary. But I have to tell you that is a non-go for European Parliament, and I have understood for Mr. Kirchbaum, Mr. Wolf, and that also for you that is a non-go. We are, this is not, I called it, is not a pub of the European Union that we are organizing, where everybody can talk and say what he thinks, and then everything is over. The conclusions of the conference need to be checked, endorsed. You have a good word, I think, endorsement. I think that we're going to use that as a basis, the word endorsement. Because if they don't want decision, endorsement is endorsement. It's You can verify an endorsement in different ways. You can do it by a vote. You can do it silently. You can. It's a endorsement is gives some room of maneuver. How are we going to do it? But I think it's a very good wording in the amendment that you have brought on the table. The word endorsement. So there we are for the moment, and I try to have bilateral contacts with a number of countries also to push them. And so it would be very useful if from your side and the COSAC members could also push their government in the right direction on this issue of the endorsement. On the numbers, I think that more or less we are there. The 108, I think that I would be very surprised if it is another figure than 108 now. But on the endorsement issue, that the conclusions of the plenary, the conclusions of the conference need to be approved, endorsed by that plenary, that I think would be very good if from your side you could alarm your people to push to their government to say, look, what you're asking us. You're asking us to put a delegation to the to a conference, and then when we are there, we can we have no say. Huh? That's mainly what is happening. So sorry for the long introduction, but that is the three points that I see where we need to have a good coordination between us, so that the next time we can push it through, even against those who don't want it. Mr. Caputo Santos, you start.
Boa tarde, Gui. Boa tarde aos colegas Kirschbaum and Wolf. Eu queria agradecer a iniciativa deste encontro e subscrever praticamente tudo o que acabas de dizer e relembrar que nas propostas que enviámos enquanto COSAC, enviámos um documento onde estão em diversas colunas as nossas propostas, o que disseste relativamente ao artigo 28 corresponde exatamente ao mandato que obtivemos unanimemente dos presidentes das Comissões de Assuntos Europeus da COSAC. Exatamente entendemos que, cabendo à Presidência Conjunta e ao Conselho Executivo a elaboração das conclusões, elas devem ser remetidas ao plenário, portanto devem ser endorsed, como referiste, e o plenário deverá ter, obviamente, uma palavra. Quanto às outras questões, estamos igualmente de acordo. O número de 108 representantes do Parlamento Europeu e o mesmo número dos Parlamentos Nacionais é exatamente a posição unânime da COSAC, que temos vindo a reiterar e que estamos mandatados para defender. Estou igualmente de acordo com o que acabas de dizer relativamente aos grupos de trabalho. Eu penso que as respectivas presidências e vice-presidências, se as houver, devem ser proporcionalmente repartidas entre os diferentes atores da plenária. Portanto, fico muito satisfeito com esta posição, porque estamos particularmente à vontade para a defender na próxima reunião, porque elas correspondem exatamente ao mandato que recebemos dos nossos colegas. Portanto, não se trata de uma posição individual do Parlamento português ou do Parlamento alemão, mas trata-se daquilo que resultou das discussões que tivemos na COSAC, e penso que é uma solução equilibrada, porque, de facto, é o que me parece fazer mais sentido. Não procuramos, obviamente, criar um segundo Parlamento Europeu, mas, dada a natureza desta conferência, obviamente que não pode ser um mero local de diálogo, deve ter alguma consequência para que as pessoas se sintam responsabilizadas pelas discussões que vamos ter. Muito obrigado, Gui.
Thank you, Louis. Mr. Kirchbaum, and then Mr. Wolf.
Ja, vielen Dank. Eigentlich hätte ich auch auf Englisch reden können. Jetzt kriege ich die Verdolmetschung aber nicht raus. Dann rede ich auf Deutsch. Also zunächst mal ein herzliches Dankeschön, lieber Herr von Hofstadt, weil Sie sich da sehr, sehr eingesetzt haben für die Parlamentarier insgesamt. Ich glaube, es ist wichtig festzuhalten, Europaparlament, Europäisches Parlament, nationale Parlamente, wir sitzen hier in einem Boot. Es geht wirklich darum, dass wir als nationale Parlamentarier, als Parlamentarier des Europäischen Parlaments dann auch eine entsprechend entscheidende Rolle in dem Prozess haben. Ich habe immer gesagt, auch wir sind Bürger dieser Europäischen Union. Ja, wir sind sogar durch einen repräsentativen Auswahlprozess gegangen, der sich schlicht und ergreifend Wahl nennt. Also insoweit denke ich, bin ich erstmal dann auch zufrieden, wenn es gelingt, das zu verankern. Auch mit diesem Begriff des Endorsement können wir logischerweise sehr gut leben. Der zweite Punkt betrifft die schiere Anzahl. Ich hatte mich ja auch in der letzten Sitzung des Executive Boards sehr dafür ausgesprochen, dass wir diese Zahl 108 wirklich als Mindestgröße auch festsetzen, vor dem Hintergrund, dass wir sehr viele Zweikammerparlamente in der Europäischen Union haben. Und alles andere wäre dann sehr, sehr schwierig, wenn wir die beiden Kammern und den Gedanken Regierung und Opposition abbilden wollen. Das Repräsentationsprinzip hätte sonst merklich gelitten. Was ich noch ansprechen möchte, ist der Sitzungsrhythmus der Konferenzen. Wir müssen eben auch als Plenum dann aufpassen, auch in der Joint Declaration heißt es mindestens alle 6 Monate. Es heißt nicht von vornherein nur 6 Monate, es heißt mindestens alle 6 Monate. Und deswegen würde ich mir hier eine höhere Schlagzahl wünschen, wenn wir nur alle 6 Monate zusammenkommen. Und dann am besten noch so, wie sich Kommission und Rat das Ganze vorstellen, ohne eine Beschlusskompetenz zu haben, dann sage ich wirklich, dann könnte man auch zu Hause bleiben, dann würde das alles nur wenig Sinn machen. Es bedarf der konsequenten, der ehrlichen Begleitung durch die nationalen Parlamente. Ich freue mich auch, dass es gelungen ist, eine völlige Selbstverständlichkeit eigentlich aufzunehmen, nämlich dann, wenn Wahlen sind und Mitglieder aus den jeweiligen nationalen Parlamenten ausscheiden, dass die natürlich dann auch nachbesetzt werden können müssen. Auch das hat sehr viel mit dem Demokratieprinzip zu tun. Und last but not least möchte ich doch nochmal in Erinnerung rufen, dass wir uns insgesamt etwas offener zeigen, auch für die Kandidatenländer. Das heißt, in dem Moment, wenn eben ein Tagesordnungspunkt sich auf der Agenda findet, der dieses entsprechende Land betrifft oder vielleicht auch die Erweiterungsstrategie der Europäischen Union oder wie auch immer, dann sollte es möglich sein, nicht nur die Bürger aus diesen Ländern einzuladen, sondern selbstverständlich auch betroffene Parlamentarier bzw. Vertreter aus den Exekutiven. Das möchte ich nur noch mal anmerken, weil die Botschaft hielt ich für fatal. Wenn wir über die Zukunft Europas sprechen, wie muss es dann für diese Betroffenen wirken, wenn sie ihrerseits offensichtlich nicht zu dieser Zukunft Europas gehören? Das wäre eine schwierige Botschaft. Deswegen für diesen Gedanken möchte ich noch einmal werben. Aber wie gesagt, auch vielen Dank an Sie, lieber Guy Verhofstadt, für die bislang geleistete Arbeit. Und ich glaube, wenn es sich in diesem Sinne weiterentwickelt, können wir als nationale Parlamente damit sehr gut leben. Vielen Dank.
Thank you, Mr. Kirchbaum. Mr. Wolf?
Ja, lieber Herr Verhofstadt, liebe Kollegen, auch meinerseits ein herzlicher Gruß und ein herzliches Dankeschön für die Möglichkeit dieser Absprache. Luis und Gunther haben bereits zum Ausdruck gebracht, was ich teile. Das, was Sie, lieber Herr Verhofstadt, uns heute vorgestellt haben, sind Positionen, mit denen wir, so denke ich, gut leben könnten. Und vielleicht war es ganz wichtig, das im letzten Exekutivausschuss auch nochmals point vorzutragen. Beides halte ich für zwingend und richtig. 108 Mitglieder der nationalen Parlamente, die uns eben auch die Chance einer repräsentativen Auswahl und Beteiligung eröffnen, insbesondere im Zweikammersystem und auch die Frage der Beteiligung im Zuge der gemeinsamen Erklärung, dass das auch eine Verbindlichkeit bekommt, was im Plenum diskutiert wird und was dann auch eine Legitimität durch dieses Plenum benötigt. Alles, was hinter dieser Verbindlichkeit zurückbliebe, stellt den Prozess insgesamt, so meine Einschätzung, in Frage. Und deshalb sind diese Positionen, so wie wir sie heute diskutieren, aus meiner Sicht zwingend und richtig. Was ja noch offen bleibt, sind etwa Beteiligung, Ausschuss der Regionen und anderes, muss man in den nächsten Tagen ja, denke ich, auch final klären. Meine Frage, Herr Verhofstadt, wir sind heute so unter uns und sind uns so einig, wie wird es gelingen, dass wir in den wenigen Tagen bis zum Start der Zukunftskonferenz, dass wir diese Einigung auch zu einem gemeinsamen Beschluss der drei Vorsitzenden, Kommission, Rat und Parlament, das klang ja zuletzt noch sehr, ich drücke mich vorsichtig aus, differenziert, aber das muss ja jetzt auf der Zielgeraden zusammengeführt werden. Und wie ist Ihre Einschätzung, wie kommt man jetzt zu einem Konsens, der das trägt, was Sie uns heute, wie ich finde, richtigerweise vorgeschlagen haben?
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Yeah, I will take a few takes. First, on the issue of the every 6 months, at least every 6 months, a plenary. Mr. Kirbaugh, it's clear that it will be certainly in 2022 be necessary to have more meetings than every 6 months. You cannot have conclusions in this plenary when in 2022, after these citizens' panels, there is only one plenary. That's impossible. So my idea is at least every 6 months, okay, that doesn't exclude that it is every day, huh? A plenary, every 6 months at least, says the text. So it's a minimum. So I'm not fighting for that because I'm pretty sure that in 2022 there will be 3, 4, 5 meetings maybe of this plenary needed, I think. And then to come back. And so the more important, I think, is to fight for these working groups, because these working groups will prepare the ground of the plenary. Will on European democracy, on economic union, on the health union, will do separate work. And if they do, then I think we have a bigger chance to have a good result in this conference than when it is everything will be so-called prepared in a plenary. I will not ask to change the 6 months because it's at least every 6 months. And we will see in practice that certainly in 2022 that more is needed. Then on the candidate countries, yeah, that is possible because the text gives the possibility that stakeholders are invited to the plenary, and so that could be representatives of candidate countries. For example, when you mentioned, Mr. Kirbaum, when we discuss enlargement, well, okay, we can invite them. So it's absolutely possible. It's covered, in my opinion. So let's keep that in mind. We have that in mind. The day that we, in one of these working groups and in the plenary, we start to talk about enlargement, that we are saying, look, let's invite the stakeholders. So a number of representatives of the national parliaments of these candidate countries. So that's possible. We're going to do that. Then on the regions, I think that we will find a solution. We will have an increase of their number so that they have an important number so that they can fulfill that they can send an important number of representatives of cities and regions. That will be solved. It will not be the 27 that they are asking for, because that's what they are asking for, but it will be very near. So we will solve that. Problem and then Next point, it will be very good if in the coming 48 hours you could still have a message from your side to your government, to the Portuguese government, German government, and we have maybe also other members to push for that. Mainly, the number I think is more or less okay. So I not for the number for the moment, because that is achieved, but more on the decision power of the plenary. I think that's absolutely key, because this conference will be a success if the plenary have decision power, and this conference will be produce a report that will be the blah blah report, as we have seen already so many times, if the plenary has no power. Because if the plenary has no power, what is then the valid the significance and the relevance of the conclusions of the conference if there is not a democratic backing by the plenary? So if from all three of you I could ask to a last contact with the government, saying, hey, look, you're going to have problems with parliaments, national and European, if you stick to that idea that a plenary is maybe a talking machine and not a decision-making body. And again, from our side, we will come on your wording, because endorsement seems to me the good wording where we can avoid where a good wording to conclude and to find a compromise. So that's my plea to you. So Parliament knows to do that, to squeeze a little bit the government. So squeeze. The more you squeeze, the better results we can have in the next meeting between the three co-chairs and in the next executive board. I say that as a former prime minister. It's not very, it is very cynical, what I'm saying.
Obrigado, Gui. Iremos fazer tal como fizemos antes da última reunião. Eu próprio, em nome da COSAC, enviei uma carta às três instituições, neste caso aos três membros do Conselho Executivo, reiterando as posições tomadas pelo conjunto dos membros da COSAC. E poderei fazer, imediatamente, fazer seguir uma comunicação referindo uma vez mais a nossa proposta relativamente ao artigo 28, que vai exatamente de encontro àquilo que acabas de dizer, que penso que é, de facto, a solução equilibrada. Portanto, é a questão do endorsement para a sessão plenária. Portanto, enviaremos para os três membros do Executivo o reforço desta nossa posição, que, aliás, é conhecida das partes, mas iremos relembrá-la com toda a veemência.
Thank you, Luis. So, put a little bit of threat in your letter. So, saying, yeah, we cannot see that you can ask to national parliaments to participate in a conference when these parliamentarians don't have the power to endorse their work. Something like that would be very useful. Thank you, Luis. Mr. Kirchbaum?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Verhofstadt, and I can only emphasize what you said. The pressure has now also to work on the national governments. I already did it concerning our Bundeskanzleramt. I already had a phone call, and hopefully it works. When we are now together, perhaps it's the perfect place, Luis. Perhaps we should once again call such a COSAC agora, which we had it also in the past, because it has also to come from the other governments, and that's very, very important And I don't tell a secret now here in this round, when there are national parliaments who are really fighting for the conference, and there are also national states and national parliaments who are more or less reluctant. So I think it is necessary also to push our colleagues, and a COSAC Agora could be a perfect place for it. And I can only emphasize what Guy Verhofstadt said.
Okay, thank you. I think that will be very useful. A last push in the coming week, the coming days, will be can make the difference in the outcome of the text and of the rules. Okay, I think that more or less we did what we needed to do. Our meetings are always shorter than the 1 hour that was foreseen initially. That means that it are good meetings, because normally it's the opposite in politics now. Okay? Thank you. See you. Bye. Bye.